Log Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday morning. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. Well, fear behind you. So we're going to start this morning with something I really wanted you to hear. Something, a quote from Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks said, "I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear." It's time to put fear behind you. Hit my intro. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So I want to welcome everybody in this morning. Want to thank you for coming by to visit me. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. Now, before we get started, of course, Blog Talk Radio, I want to thank you guys for joining me today. I want to thank Zeno FM. I thank you guys for showing up and having a chance to come out and holler at a brother. Listen, so this is what I had a wonderful weekend, like I said. I thank God for it. I tell you, I love God so much. I didn't see so many things that God had for us until I got to this age. I was like, man, how did I miss all this stuff growing up? That's because my head was someplace else. My mind was someplace else. But I'm on point now. I'm good. I'm good now. So today. So what's going on? Of course, like always, I want to pray for everybody. The stuff that happened in Philadelphia this weekend. My heart really goes out to how we are hurting one another in today's society. How we're doing things against our own people. I don't know what the answer is. All I can say is the answer for me was God. Now, that brings me to my first point. So I was talking to a friend of mine. She's been a friend of mine for years now. She knows my family intricately. And we was talking about some things that took place a couple of weeks ago within my family. And she sat there, and she looked at me, and she said, "It's hard to believe, Calvin, that that's your family." You know, I realized that saying that was a compliment. She said, "It's hard to realize that was my family because of how I am now and how things are within my family structure." So I said, it's been a long time. I had to get myself into this position. I wasn't born yet. And she couldn't believe that one time I was running around crazy too. But Kai Greene said something I heard him say years ago. Kai Greene said, "Sometimes you have to save yourself. Sometimes you have to save yourself." And that made me start to thinking. I said, man, that's the truth. Sometimes you have to realize that the situation you're in isn't conducive or positive situation for you to advance in. You have to realize that the things that you're doing or the things that are going on around you are not conducive to understanding that it's a positive outcome in them and for your life. Let me see if I can do it a little differently. So look, I know they had a saying that youth is wasted on the young, and the reason why that is because we don't realize as young people how much we have ahead of us, how many opportunities and things there are in our past. I thank God that growing up, there were people put in my path to give me direction, to give me understanding. Now, sometimes through the teen years, I was hard-headed. I didn't get it. Truly, I didn't get it. But that was because I had an overwhelming number of people in my life that would give me negative things to do. They were telling me to do this. No, and I'm doing it because they're older than me. They've been doing it. So I'm doing it because they said, not necessarily because I want to do it, but because they said do it. And I realized it all stemmed from fear. See, people get into situations because of fear. See, you got to be the toughest person on the block because you don't want nobody to mess with you because you're afraid what might happen, either to you or to somebody else. You don't take big risks because of fear. And fear because you're afraid that you might lose something. I have a fear of heights. Right now, I have a healthy fear of heights. You take me up more than 7-8 feet off the ground, and I get the shake. I don't get the shake. That's a lie. But I do. I'm afraid of heights. People don't realize I'm afraid of heights. And people don't realize I'm afraid of heights because of one simple fact. I've been afraid of heights all my life. Even, you know, those roller coasters. It's done. I'm done. But even on them roller coasters, I rode them because I had a fear of heights. I had a job where I used to wash windows. Literally wash windows. So we would have to climb up on ladders on top of people's houses and wash windows. And one day, I was at work. So they give me this house out here in the suburbs somewhere. I don't know where it was at, but it was like out in Princeton somewhere. There's one house. They said, well, Calvin, we're going to leave you at this house. You wash these windows. We're going to come back and get you because it's more, because, you know, it's not about the time you use. It's about the amount of windows you wash. That's how you make the money, by washing a lot of windows. So I said, cool, I got this. I got ladders and stuff. For this ladder to wash this window. And I get up on the ladder, and I'm washing this window, and the ladder falls. The ladder falls from up under me. The ladder just falls. I have no clue why I fell, how it fell, with nobody around me. I'm out here. There's nobody home in the house. I'm at this house by myself in this open field, and I'm holding on to the gutter. You know, the gutter, the rain gutter. Thank God back then I was a lot lighter, but if I hadn't been in this problem. But I'm holding on to the wet rain gutter with dear life. Like I got a vice grip on this rain gutter, and I'm hollering, help, help, help. Help. Oh, God. Somebody came, you know, put the ladder back up and got me down. And I got on the ground. I was just like, so nervous. I quit that job. But I realized that it wasn't the fear of heights that got me. It was the fear of falling from a high place. That's why I never did bungee jumping or something like that, because it's not the fear of being up there, it's a fear of falling. I say that because from that point on, everything I did, I made sure I faced that fear. Even being afraid. I started climbing up on houses, doing work on top of your house. It doesn't make a difference. I was up in ceilings. Because I was afraid of it. Because I was afraid of it, it made me mad. It made me angry. It made me say, no, you're not going to bind me up like this. And once I start conquering that fear, now I'm still afraid of heights. I have a healthy respect for heights. But I'm not going to let it stop me from doing something. I'm not going to let it stop me from achieving a goal that I have. And that's what we do with fear. We allow fear to stop us from achieving goals to make us great. Is somebody getting this? We allow fear to stop us from saying, listen, I love you, but you don't treat me right. So either you got to change your ways or I got to get out of the way. See, we got a fear of being alone. We got a fear of thinking we're not good enough. You know, I was listening to a Muslim this weekend, and I am a very conscious individual when it comes to religion and today's society and things that are going on. I try to keep myself abreast of it. And a Muslim said something smart. He said the reason why we go out and buy expensive cars, expensive jewelry, expensive this and expensive that, he says, because we have low self-esteem. And because we have low self-esteem, we figure we have to go buy these Gucci and Fendi and all this other stuff to make us worth something. That's fear. Fear that you're not good enough to be a president. Fear that you can't change the world with just your own prayers. Fear that you can't be amazing because people around you aren't. Today, I'm coming to you because I want you to understand that fear is this thing that's keeping you from reaching what you really want, from doing what you really want to do, from achieving the goals you really want to achieve. You know, I was looking at all the violence and stuff that's going on, and I realized something. Back in my day, and my day was back, but back in my day, you would see two people get out of the street and start scrapping, or you might see people throwing bricks or using baseball bats. But even after doing that, that person, you could come back the next day and you would make friends and be like, you know, squash, it's over. Today's people, these guys is like, they don't even think about fighting with their hands. They pull a gun and start shooting. The first thing they do, they pull a gun and start shooting, not realizing what is going to happen at the end of that, when that clip is empty. Either somebody's going to be dead. Oh, my God. Someone's going to be dead, and you're definitely going to lose your life. When you pull that trigger, that person don't only lose their life. If you get caught, you lose your life because they're locking you up for the rest of your life. It's not tough, but we fear. See, we fear telling somebody, listen, man, I don't want to be a thug. I don't want to walk around with my pants hanging down. It's looked down on today for you to have a clear mind. If you tell a person you don't smoke weed or you don't drink and you don't do this stuff right here, people look at you like you're a cornball, like you're a punk, and all these other things. It's fear of being different. The Bible says to us in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, it says, you shall remember the Lord, your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that you may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day. If you out here trying to chase that old money dollar, if you out here trying to be that dude just because you want to get some money, there's other ways to do it. You ain't got to go steal, kill, nothing else like that to get this money these days. There's too many opportunities out here for you to be better than you are, for you to do more than you think you ever could do. All you got to do is break free of the fear. See, society tells you, you either this place or you that place. You in this, they put you in a little pocket somewhere, and you believe that that's where you have to stay because of your economic or social inadequacies. You believe that that's where you got to be at, but that's not true. You don't have to stay in that box. See, we have a mindset that can free us from all of that, and God can help us with that mind move. See, you got to put the fear behind you. You got to take a moment and say to yourself, how am I self-sabotaging myself? How am I self-sabotaging myself? See, I've come to a point in life, I started learning about money because I realized that money don't make me. Money is a tool that I use to have the things that I want. So what's the best way to learn something? Learn how to use that tool correctly. you know, carpenters. They learn, they have thousands, hundreds of thousands of tools that they use, and they learn how to use each one correctly. So that when they put that tool in their hand, it's going to do exactly what they want that tool to do. Money is just the same. See, we have a fear. See, in the hood, if you have too much money, you're scared somebody's going to try to come take it from you. If you don't have enough money, you think everybody's going to think you're a punk and try to beat you up for not having it. You know, you ain't got the newest Jordans. Well, them Jordans do the same things the past sneakers from Kmart do. You put them on your feet, you wear them. Oh, look at him, he's got Kmart sneakers. And you live next door to me. And your lights got turned off because you got the Nikes. I'm sorry. This is me going up with a tangent. Anyway, fear. What happens when you start to face your fear? What happens when you say, I will not allow this fear to stop me from living the life I want? I will not allow this fear to stop me from having the things I want. I will not allow this fear to cascade through my children and my children's children so they believe that they aren't worthy to have it. Because that's what it does. It goes from generation to generation down the line till it says, listen, you aren't worth anything. And then you say, wow, well, you ain't nothing just like your daddy. You ain't nothing like your mama. You just going to be this. And then we're speaking it into existence over our lives. Fear. Look at you. Fear. Understand something about fear. Appearing real. False evidence appearing real. S-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. This fear is nothing but a thought process. You psychologists tell us all the time that we can overcome every fear in our life. So why do we have a fear of being different? Why do we have a fear of being right? Why do we have a fear of being righteous? Because it's not the thing. It's not the norm. It's not the way everybody else is. So you got to be like everybody else. I got to be like him. I got to be all this crazy, do all this crazy stuff. Why? Fear. I got a poem for today. It's by Gretis Wan. I love her poetry. She's an awesome poet. I mean, she has written some of the, if you ever get a chance to buy one of her books or something like that, please go buy it. I mean, she is an awesome poet. And the name of this poem, it's called Victory. It was made in 2000. Victory by Gretis Wan. That's Z-W-A-A-N. The cross is the picture of final defeat. Life has now come to an end. No one on earth could have rescued the Lord at that moment. He had not one friend. Pharisees, scribes, disciples as well, watched as the hours rolled by, heard as the words flowed from his lips, forgiving those that stood nigh. How could he speak enduring such pain when no one had come to his aid? Only our God in control of all things could announce that sin had been paid. Was this a farce or were these words true? Did God really die that dark day? Was love so great that he was all in order to open the way? Man had actually fallen so low that life was but grief and despair. No earthly being could alter the course. In truth, there was no one to care. Then God, in his holy mercy, held out his hand and gave us the giver of life, the one triune God, whose love was so great, who willingly faced this world's strife. Incomprehensible, hard to believe, but nothing could shake this world more. That God in the flesh will come down to earth, communion with man to restore. It was not defeat when Christ shed his blood. It was victory, yeah, death's final blow. And if we, in faith, accept his great love, this victory also may we know. Victory. You know, God shed his blood on Calvary so that you and I could be free, so that the fears of this world would no longer bind us, so death would take the sting from us, so that our lives could be pure, wonderful, and glorious, so that if we follow a path, that God would set us free. He showed us the way. Fear binds us. It keeps us from doing things that we know are right because we just do them because everybody else are doing things. Or fear binds us. It keeps us from making that move that we should move because you don't want to be great because the people around you might get jealous because you're not great or because they're not great. I always wonder what would happen if things had been different. If I hadn't have found God in my life, if I hadn't have changed my trajectory into a place of life instead of chasing death. Because when you walk in fear, that's all you're doing. You're prolonging death. You're prolonging that time when you no longer have breath in your body by doing things that are reprehensible to living. Today, I don't know what your fear is. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what is holding you back because God has given you the tools to be great. God has given you the things in your life, in your mind, in your soul to be great. See, people think you got to be great because you got to be a football player or something like that. You can be a great chef. You can be a great teacher. You can be great. And whatever it is that you want to do, but you got to realize that you can't keep carrying fear with you. So when you walk out the door today, when you take that chance to move forward in life, when you realize that you're great and nobody can stop you from being great, then today, look that fear in the face and say, it's over. It's over. No more strongholds. Nothing holding me back. Nobody can stop me now. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I want you to be so bold, so strong, so relentless that you say, God, I'll be for you because you're more than the world against me. God, I can do all things through you who strengthens me. God! You give me power from on high. See, that's what I need you to walk in. I need you to walk in that crazy faith. I need you to walk in that unbelievable faith, that place where you can walk into the bank and say, listen, I want a business loan. I need to start me a new business today. And they say, how much do you need, sir? Well, what about your pay? How are you going to pay it back? And keep walking into bank after bank until somebody says, okay, we're going to give it to you. Stop waiting. Stop having the fear of this world because this world is temporary. God's world is forever. Today, you got to know that we got to put fear behind it. Well, I'm your boy, AJ Sink, the Common Sense Christian. I want to ask you today to please, wherever you go, take God with you and remember, fear behind you. Don't let fear stop you from becoming the great person that God wants you to be. And most of all, wherever you go, take God with you. Love you. Be blessed.